Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I had a whole bunch of people send me a note regarding the Facebook class action settlement. And what's unusual about this one is if you live in Illinois, a lawsuit just got settled against Facebook with a class action that could get you up to $400. So it's an actual class action with some substance to it, not this $1.98 and a coupon off your next CD purchase. But the interesting thing is that it's state-specific, because Illinois apparently has a very good law on the books about privacy that Facebook is alleged to have violated. So I got this story from WLS out of Chicago. Several people sent it to me. Thank you very much. And then I'll also talk about the website itself. But Illinois Facebook users can now file claims for up to $400 as part of a class action lawsuit settlement. So if you are in Illinois and you fit the description of the rest of this, you can get up to $400 if you're using Facebook. So it's a class action lawsuit. Was filed over Facebook's collection and storing of biometric data of Illinois users without proper consent. Biometric data. Sounds painful. As part of the $650 million settlement, claimants may be eligible for payments of between $200 to $400, and that depends on how many claims are filed. So again, there's a big pool of money, and if everyone files who's eligible, they think you might only get $200. If fewer people file, then it gets spread out a little better. You might get up to $400. Those covered by the settlement include Facebook users located in Illinois for whom Facebook created and stored a face template after June 7th, 2011. So we're talking about people who used Facebook as far back as 9 years ago. That's an important thing because there are a lot of people out there. I know many people who quit Facebook. I think I quit it once or twice also. And then I just realized, I'll have Facebook for my channel, basically. I don't post personal stuff on Facebook. So not much, but so if you know somebody or if you yourself are somebody who was on Facebook back in 2011, you may be entitled to this money because they may have stored biometric data of yours inappropriately. Claimants must have been a resident of Illinois for at least 6 months to be eligible. And I'm not sure when those 6 months would be, but you can probably find that information out on the website. Claims must be filed by November 23rd of this year. So you have up till November 23rd. For more information to file a claim, visit FacebookBIPAClassAction.com. Facebook BIPA Class Action. And it has to do with the biometric information privacy litigation. And that's what BIPA comes from, the biometric information privacy. So if you go to that website, and I'll put the link in the description below and probably on the screen 10 seconds ago. Facebook Inc. has settled the class action that claimed Facebook collected and stored the biometric data of Facebook users in Illinois without the proper notice and consent in violation of Illinois law as part of its tag suggestions feature and other features involving facial recognition technology. Facebook denies that it violated any law, and of course they do. That's what they always do in settlements. But you may recall, and this was one of those creepy aspects of Facebook, that there was a time when you put a photograph up on the screen of you and a group of people, and it would actually say, would you like to tag these people? And it would tell you who they were. And now you know who they are if it's your picture you're putting up, but it's kind of creepy that somehow Facebook knew who they were also. And I suspect it's something to do with that. If I'm wrong, please tell me, as if you need my permission or my encouragement. The court decided that all people who fit this definition are included in the class. Facebook users located in Illinois for whom Facebook created and stored a face template after June 7th, 2011. I suspect if you were in Illinois and you posted a photograph of yourself on Facebook, they probably did it to you. To file a valid claim under the settlement, you must have lived in the state of Illinois for a period of at least 6 months or 183 days, which they define, because some months have got 31 days. And check the website out to make sure that my joking definition of a moment ago is not actually wrong. How much money will I receive? If you believe you are a class member, you can fill out a short claim form and receive approximately $200 to $400 per person from the $650 million settlement fund. The amount you receive may be less than or greater than this amount. Could be greater than. Wow. Depending on the number of valid claims filed. This fund will also be used to pay the costs of notifying people, the lawyers' fees, awards to the users who helped bring the lawsuit, and certain taxes. And by the way, I've had people ask me about that. And you'll notice it says the fund will be used to pay the costs of awards to the users who helped bring the lawsuit. So if you actually see the lawsuit, it'll have a name, so-and-so versus Facebook, or several names versus Facebook. And then it'll say, and all others similarly situated. That makes the class, but there are class reps. And those people who are named, the named plaintiffs, are the ones who actually are bringing litigation, because lawyers can't just file lawsuits on behalf of other people without their permission. And they also just can't file lawsuits against corporations without having somebody on the side of the plaintiff. So somebody out there figured this out. This is the problem. And either they went to a lawyer or the lawyers found somebody, but you know, there's rules about that. But the thinking is that somebody stepped up and said, I will be the name plaintiff in this case. I'll be the face of this litigation. And therefore, they are going out and doing something that most people don't feel like doing. And they're taking some risk, and there's some inconvenience there. So they'll often get some more money. So while class members may get $200 to $400, possibly more, the named plaintiffs will probably get some more also. And I've seen where they get, you know, a few $1,000s or something. They're not going to get millions or anything, but they'll get something. The lawyers might get millions, but they recovered $650 million. So they deserve something. And then it says, of course, that they will also pay some other costs. The settlement also requires Facebook to turn off the facial recognition settings and delete face templates for most class members unless you turn it back on. So it's going to be one of those things. If you want to, you could opt into the facial recognition. Not sure why you'd want to do that, but in the old days, you had to opt out of it. So like I said, it was really creepy. I remember that era. You must complete and file your claim form by November 23rd, 2020. And then there's a thing that says file your claim here. And there's a thing you can click. And the claim form presumably will pop up. And you can populate it with the information and submit it. Now, there is a frequently asked question. What are my rights and options? And it says the only way to get a payment is you must submit your claim form within a month. You do have the right to object, as I've said before. And so you have the right to object. You can write to the court and explain to them why you disagree with this. You can ask to be excluded from the class, and you can get out of the class, which means that you will get nothing. And if you want to, you can pursue it on your own. And very few people do that, but I've known people who have. I've mentioned before, I always wanted to go and object, but never have. You can go to the hearing. There will be a hearing on January 7th, 2021, and you can go and ask to speak to the court and give your opinion on any of the matters above, about the amount of the settlement, how much people are getting, how much the lawyers are being paid, how much the class reps are being paid, what the costs are, you can go there and complain about anything you want. This is America, right? And one, two, three, four, five. The fifth thing you can do, and this is the most important thing, you can do nothing. You, as an American, even living in Illinois, have the right to do nothing. Do nothing. You won't get any money, and you will lose your rights to sue. But you can just sit there and go, I'm not going to do anything. I choose to do nothing as an American. So again, if you do nothing, you won't get any money. You will lose your rights to sue, and it'll all be water under the bridge. So, like I said, it dates back to a time frame as early as 2011 when Facebook had that creepy feature. And they did that because they had biometric data on people. And the scary part is that Illinois had a very good law on this. And the other 49 states, not so much. So that's what's happening there. But again, Illinois, Facebook users can now claim up to $400 as part of a class action settlement. I'll put the links below. Questions, comments, as always, also go below. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Vision without action is merely a dream. Action without vision just passes the time. Vision with action can change the world.